With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Did that literally just say coit?
Coit.
That was a false start by your boy.
No, it's fine. I'm good with that. You can do that a little more often.
Welcome
if you want.
Back to Coit on WEI. 401-737-1287. The phone number text line is 37937. Dan apparently wasn't patient enough, so he couldn't wait.
I know.
401-737-1287, the phone number. We had a couple of texts saying that Caesars has updated the odds and the Lakers are now the favorite to win the NBA title at 4-1.
All right.
They're just assuming, I think, that Anthony Davis is winding up in L.A.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And again, if Anthony Davis ends up with LeBron James, who is still one of the best players in the world, then that means, yeah, they're going to, especially with the Warriors having the injuries, that makes them a threat out there in the West.
All right. Dan from Cranston apparently has called back, and I think Joe is screening him right now. So let's bring him back on the line. Apparently he didn't want to use up his cell phone minutes on hold during the commercial break, so he's called us back. It's Dan in Cranston. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, ladies? How are you today?
You need to upgrade your plan to unlimited everything.
Either that or you got...
I call collect. I do admit that, so I apologize.
Either that or he got pulled over again and we had to get
No, no pulled over. Those okay. days, that's one of the reasons I call in later now. You can't do things the way you used to, you know? hey, real quick, I haven't been listening the whole morning, but for choke jobs you're talking about, I mean, the obvious one we all know, but... you know, I consider the Bruins choke. When they were up, what year was it? They were up 3-0 on the Flyers.
Oh, yes.
That is a choke job.
I absolutely agree.
And I also tie it a lot of times to expectations and choke jobs. And I think the Bruins on Wednesday night, I didn't think it was really a choke because it was really 50-50. You know, I didn't fully expect them to win. I'll tell you, a much bigger choke job was 2010 divisional playoff game. You remember that one?
Oh, with the Patriots?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the Jets, the 14-2 Patriots lose at home to Rex Ryan and the Jets. That's a choke job.
No, you just nailed it, I think, Dan, by saying that expectations should be tied to, you know, result in terms of if you want to call something a choke job. I think that's absolutely on point. Because if that's why we mentioned how the Tampa Bay Lightning this year winning the President's Trophy in the NHL and then getting swept out of the postseason, that is a choke.
Yeah, the Bruins did that a few years ago. They lost to the Canadiens in the first round after winning the President's Trophy.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. You guys haven't even talked about Ortiz yet today, have you?
Haven't gotten to Ortiz yet, no.
Really? Well, it would have been different if, I mean, first of all, I have a contrarian point. I mean, I'm not the biggest guy in Ortiz, but obviously I'm glad he's alive.
Yes.
And wish the best in his recovery.
Of course.
But this whole thing, I mean, we may never know what the hell actually went down with this. There's so much.
There's a lot of rumors flying right now. There is.
Well, the one thing that we know, you don't get as part of an assassination plot unless you're in some with bad people doing bad things.
Something happened there. But the funny thing is then yesterday...
Yeah, that guy was just squealing. He's just trying because they're going to eat him alive in prison.
I think they're steering it. So he was saying that Poppy wasn't the intended target. He was confused.
Okay. The video says otherwise.
I think that's this guy trying to save his ass because Poppy is such a hero and so beloved in the Dominican Republic. So he's probably trying to take the heat off of himself.
You got to watch out for the soap where he goes, man. He's screwed.
Yeah.
But, again, look at what we're dealing with. What, 9 guys now to divide up $7,800? Huh? I mean, come on. But here's the thing with this is going to come as cross as, like, being tough on Ortiz, but here's the thing. Like, Tiger Woods, I mean, even Bob Kraft, if you had two things that you had to predict in 2019, Bob Kraft was going to get solicited for prostitution, and David Ortiz was going to be the attempted murder plot person, which, I mean, 1 in 10 gazillion, right?
Yep.
Just a strange year.
But here's the thing about Ortiz. I mean, they get built up. It's like Big Papi. He's this mythical character. You know what I mean? Like, he could walk down the middle of, like Trump said, I could walk down the middle of Manhattan and pop a guy in the head and people will still love me. Maybe not as much now, but these people are human beings. They will make bad decisions, you know? And
right.
I'm not going to hold it against the guy. Everybody knows his marriage was on the rocks a few years ago, and he's still married now. Was he probably messing around? Yep. But in the grand scheme of things, does it really, you know what I mean, change people's opinion of him? No. The only way this can go south for me, in my mind, with him, and this is where I don't like the guy, is that I think he's always been involved with PEDs, and I think that, you know, he's the most clutch player I've ever seen. You can't take that away from him, but there is so much circumstantial evidence with him being on that list. The time he started getting involved with Manny Ramirez and all of a sudden started hitting home runs. I put him in with A-Rod, Ramirez, Balco, Barry, and all of them. I mean, he never got caught, but to me, I don't think he's legit.
Yeah, I don't put him in the category with those guys because he wasn't caught. I know his name was on that 2003 list, but I don't put him in that category. But you know what? The proof is going to be in the pudding when he's up for Hall of Fame induction, yeah. Right? I understand a lot of Hall of Fame voters hold it against guys at the DH position, but I think we'll find out what the voters think of David Ortiz then, because if he doesn't get the votes, part of it will be because he's a DH, but I think a bigger part will be what you said, that some people maybe suspect that he was a guy that used PEDs. I don't necessarily think that that is the overwhelming feeling amongst baseball writers.
Right.
Now, now break it down to baseball writers. You get the old guard and the new guard. The old guard will vote against them. The new guard will say, who cares? Everybody did it. That's the difference.
No, I think a lot of the old guard are going to vote for him, too. That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, he was so clutch, you can't take away. He has, you know, on top of his numbers, it's when he did the biggest things is really what puts him over the top in my mind.
Right.
But I just, again, it's kind of like these, I feel bad for these guys in a way because they get built up into this, like I said, it's a mythical character. You know what I mean? And, like, they can't live up to the standards that we put.
They're human. Yeah. They're human.
No, that absolutely is true. And, Dan, it's a very good point that you bring up. But at the same time, I think a lot of Poppy's character and the way he was viewed was because he earned that. I mean, you know, we view him as this like fun-loving teddy bear type of personality, and that's because that is the type of person that he is, right? And I think all of his teammates and the people close to him, like Pedro, for instance, will tell you that.
Yep.
So I think a lot of it is based on truth. Now, I agree with you that there's another side to these guys that we never see. They are human beings just like you and me, and we don't know what goes on in their private lives. But I think, you know, I think his reputation, let's put it this way, was well earned, because I do think that that's the type of person, that fun-loving teddy bear type of guy that he is.
Well, as an athlete, too, he's on that same sort of path as like a Tom Brady, where he's not that guy that everything was handed to him. This was a guy that was pawned off and released by the Minnesota Twins, and you picked up and all of a sudden became a legend and a three-time World Series champion. Like that's, you know, he earned it, as Scott said.
Real quick, I'll give you the polar opposite of Ortiz. Curt Schilling did nothing but great things for the Red Sox organization, right? Won 2 World Series, Bloody Sox, the whole thing. Yet he, if the same thing happened to him, you know, he wouldn't get nearly the amount of. I mean, is it really his fault that he tried to put a company on Rhode Island?
No. Dan, you're off the mark here. What people hold against Schilling isn't 38 studios. Maybe in this state some do. What they hold against him is he's very opinionated and it's his big mouth.
So
that I'm just telling you, but you want to know why. People love Big Papi's personality.
Yeah,
they can embrace it. A lot of people cannot embrace Curt Schilling and his brutal honesty and his big mouth and his strong opinions.
As evidenced by the fact that Curt Schilling was at Game 7, you know.
Yeah. Dan, we got to run. We're way behind, unfortunately, so we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Kevin McNamara will join us. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.